With Butterfield and Sharp close by, Meade moved his headquarters to Taneytown, a Maryland hamlet below the Pennsylvania line, now clogged with Union troop and supply trains. He could not tell yet where his battle with Lee might be, so he told his corps commanders to be ready to fight anywhere. All day on June 30th, Meade had digested report after report from Sharp and Pleasanton's cavalrymen, drafting plans to move his army in one direction, and then changing his mind and drafting plans to move in another direction. He was not befuddled or vacillating. From intelligence reports, he clearly knew the Confederate army had been strung out over southern Pennsylvania. Lee now appeared to be shifting his forces to concentrate them around Gettysburg, but keeping track of all the moving parts on this very fluid day proved more difficult for Sharp. Meade had alerted his corps commanders that Confederates in large numbers were advancing toward Gettysburg. But somewhat uneasy, he had decided to hold his force in place north and south of the Mason-Dixon line until Confederate plans, he said, have been more fully developed. Gettysburg was a possible battle site in Meade's mind, but not the only one, and Sharp was sure from his conversations with the general that Gettysburg was not the place he wanted to fight Lee. While Meade sorted through a steady flow of intelligence coming into his headquarters, Lee faced the opposite problem, little information reaching him, with his trusted intelligence gatherer, Jeb Stuart, seriously behind schedule in reuniting with his army. On June 30th, the Southern commander had only a vague idea of his enemy's whereabouts. So Lee, who had envisioned a bold maneuver campaign, marked time while he continued to concentrate his three corps that night to within a 25-mile radius of Gettysburg, a convenient gathering place, but not necessarily the spot he envisioned fighting a major battle. Rebel scouts arrived with erroneous reports, placing much of Meade's army further south of Gettysburg than it actually was. But then a surprising and somewhat disturbing report reached his headquarters that Pettigrew's brigade had clashed with an unidentified federal force occupying Gettysburg.